So now these algorithms are learning how to play on our emotional system, how to generate hatred, how to generate fear in people's minds. So, you know, people are sometimes very careful about what they eat, the food that goes into their body. They should be equally careful about what they feed their minds. We need an information diet for the mind. It will really become possible to hack not just my smartphone and email, but to hack my brain, to gather immense amounts of data on my body, on my brain, and to hack that. And to prepare for this kind of world, which is coming sooner, I think, than many people realize, we need an antivirus for the brain, for the mind. This is kind of the watershed moment. I mean, once you have a good two-way, nobody has any idea what happens after that. If you have a good two-way communication system directly between brains and computers, it also means you can connect several brains together to create an inter-brain net with a because it's the same system, the same communication system. And nobody has any idea what this means for things like identity. Who am I when I can access directly the brain of another person?
So there's very tiny threads that are about a tenth, roughly, of the cross-sectional area of a human hair. So they're extremely tiny threads. In fact, the threads that we have, like I said, even in version one, are about the same size as a neuron. So if you're going to go stick something in your brain, you want it to not be giant, you want it to be tiny, and to be approximately on par with the things that are already there, the neurons.
We could effectively merge with artificial intelligence.